Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Vincent McLaughlin in for John Canzano here on The Bald-Faced Truth. College hoop season, best time of year, March Madness, greatest sporting event on planet Earth. It's usually a pretty good time to be a Zags fan on both men's and women's side because they, you may have heard this once or twice before, they're pretty good at doing that basketball, as Chance the Rapper in an SNL skit would perhaps describe it. Let's bring on our next guest, Julian Minnensohn, sports anchor up at KXLY TV in Spokane. Julian, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, like they say in radio, let's do that radio, huh?
That's exactly right. Let's do that radio, Julian. So I got fooled. I'm a Santa Clara graduate, and I was down on the Zags this year, and I've got the text to prove that I thought they would beat Gonzaga at the Levy Center, as they did. And if you can lose to Santa Clara, who hasn't played in the tournament since Steve Nash was in college, which, yes, was a long time ago, I didn't think the Zags were going to continue their streak of making what is now their ninth consecutive Sweet 16 appearance. And, you know, on the other side of the break, I was talking about great coaches thriving in March. Mark Few was one of those guys. Death Taxes and Mark Few. How did he do it with this team that lost 2 of 3 to St. Mary's and, you know, had some not so great moments this year?
It's been absolutely unbelievable. I mean, he's even gone on record this year in saying that the talent discrepancy that they usually have isn't there. You know, there's a lack of depth on this team. They've had some major injuries to start the year and had to have a bunch of guys who are either freshmen or coming back and not a lot of experience playing college basketball Division I have to come in and all of a sudden be Gonzaga like we all know Gonzaga to be. And, you know, they were dead in the water pretty much in the middle of December, late December, but somehow, some way, they kind of rattled off, you know, 9 out of their last 10 to end the regular season into that WCC championship, which they lost. And then they've looked like a completely different team, particularly in the NCAA tournament. I mean, I expected maybe a win over Kansas, only because Kansas was banged up, but not 21 points better. This team has just found a way to come together. They know what they're good at. They're kind of an inside-out team, starting with EK and Anton Watson and Clackamas native Ben Gregg. Those guys have really come together, and they just – Mark just knows what to do during this time. It's one of those interesting things that, like you mentioned, Death Taxes and Mark Few. He just knows how to get his teams ready during this time of year, and so far it's been no different. I thought at the beginning of the year, given the talent that they had you know, with Timmy leaving and Strother gone and the turnover there, that this had to be his best coaching job maybe of his career, and so far he's proven that to be true.
Yeah, they've made the second weekend. I'll just come out and say it. I picked them to lose to McNeese in the first round, and 8 minutes into that game, realized that I was an idiot for picking against Mark Few in that particular spot. You know, I did think that they would have a chance to get by an injured Kansas team. I think that Kansas team at full strength is a Final Four caliber, but without Kevin McCullough Jr. and Dickinson being not at full strength, it was just a little bit tough. But, you know, the Zags have been just a steady, consistent presence in the Sweet 16. Not everybody can say that. I mean, you look at a lot of great teams, programs, and coaches that haven't made the Sweet 16 as consistently as Gonzaga has. It's one of the longest streaks, I believe, in the history of the tournament. And Mark Few's been just such a staple of, you know, not just the WCC, but college basketball as a whole. Are fans just looking at him right now saying, wow, you lost 2 of 3 to St. Mary's and the Gales get bounced in the first round and Few goes to the Sweet 16 again? Are fans just looking at Few right now and once again shaking their heads while smiling and saying, man, we're lucky to have this guy?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that wasn't the tone earlier in the year. I think you would think if you live here in Spokane, you would think the sky is falling and that this is over with and the game has passed him by. But out of a lot of the old guard coaches, he kind of remains. And you know, it's funny with the level of consistency that he's had over the past 2+ decades. This program was kind of built on that Cinderella who are they, nobody believes in them kind of role. And then that's obviously changed with the success over the last couple of years of the 25 straight NCAA tournaments. And like you mentioned, the 9 straight Sweet 16s. But this team, more than any other team that he's had, at least of recent memory, because they're not a number one seed or a 2 seed, because people pick against them and because they've had some bad losses, they're kind of adopting that no one believes in a Cinderella mentality. And it's hard pressed to call them Gonzaga a Cinderella these days, but that's what the fire that's kind of fueling them that, oh, you know, a month or two ago, this team wasn't even projected to make the NCAA tournament. And now, you know, a lot of people might put them even past Purdue in this game and giving them a legitimate shot to make a Final Four run here. It's interesting how the tide switches, because a team that was in the position that they were in about this mid-December, no other coach maybe other than Mark Few would get them to where the point is now.
Julian Mininsohn, sports anchor up at KXLY-TV in Spokane, joining me here on The Bald-Faced Truth. Spencer McLaughlin in for John Canzano. I think that what Few has done is, kind of similar to what Dana Altman did with Oregon, and the Ducks really should be in the Sweet 16 right now. They had a four-point lead with the ball, less than a minute to go against Creighton. They weren't able to finish the job, unfortunately, but it's been a remarkable coaching job, and yet in this modern world of coaching, Julian, you just can't ever stop thinking about tomorrow. Word came down just within the last 20, 30 minutes. I got a text from a friend that said Michael Ajayi is transferring from Pepperdine to Gonzaga for next year. 17.10 rebound per game guy with the Waves this season. I think he's crazy efficient as well. Your reaction to that news?
Yeah, I saw that, and it's incredible considering you're probably going to lose. Well, you are going to lose Anton Watson, who's kind of your senior leader on the team and one of the scorers of this team. But it's even more incredible given the day and age of NIL, in which Gonzaga is kind of a step behind because they are a smaller school. They're not getting the top tier freshman recruits that they may be usually getting, aside from maybe Dusty Stromer this past season. And so you wonder how a team like that in today's age of college athletics is going to continue that sustained level of success that we're used to seeing. And he did a really nice job this year, and of course now with the Ajayi news, of getting guys who are maybe under the radar in smaller conferences. You look at Graham Ike, he came from Wyoming. Steele Venters, who was injured this year but was set to be a big piece for this team, came from Eastern Washington. Now with Ajayi coming there, you've got a bona fide scorer that's known to play in the conference, and he replaces something that you're going to lose this year in a big body that could score, rebound, and kind of fit right into a starting lineup. Earlier this year, when things weren't going so well, you look at the roster, you say, oh, they're going to lose Watson, but they're going to bring back pretty much the same team. This is not good because they're not getting any recruits. And now with the success, and then you add Ajayi in the mix, you're looking at potentially another top 10 Gonzaga team that's going to be right there in the mix at the top of the year when it comes to the AP poll and all those big-time matchups. It's pretty incredible.
It's just hard to count them out. And, the reason that I felt that this wasn't the year for Gonzaga to get to the second weekend at least and, maybe get bounced in the first round was it's not the most talented team, and the results haven't consistently been there. And, I also picked against the Gales in the first round. I proved to be right on that, having seen Grand Canyon firsthand in my play-by-play gig. But I just think it is a remarkable coaching job by Mark Few. And I think anyone that questions the Zags or Few and their ability to compete at a high level in college basketball is just being foolish and just looking for a reason to be upset or hate, as the kids say. But what are your thoughts on something else? Pat Chun, the athletic director at Washington State, takes the same job at Washington today. Your reaction?
Yeah, that came as a surprise to many. Now, I wasn't going to be surprised if Pat left, given, the state of everything where WSU kind of sits at
right.
The table amongst the big boys in college athletics. But to go to your rival school, and not just a rival, but a rival that also left you in the dust. And during the collapse of the Pac-12, one of the schools that didn't want anything to do with you or didn't want to take it with you or to any of these big conferences and any of that stuff like that. So that, and not just that, it's the timing of it all. There's no right way to leave, right? But it's tough considering your basketball coach just left yesterday. And now you're going to be searching for a new athletic director, and that's hindering the search for the basketball coach. And not only that, Pat Chun was set to be part of the college football playoff committee this coming year, and the idea was to have a voice in the room for the little guy, and that's not going to be a case anymore either, now that he's going to UW. I know at least a lot of the fan sites that write for about the Cougars and a lot of the fan bases kind of, you know, betrayal and hurt is kind of the sentiment there. And it's going to be interesting because WCU has to move quickly because there's a lot of holes in their athletic department that they have to fix. Another kind of blow to the stomach, if you're a gut punch, if you will, to the WCU athletic department and their fan base with him leaving, and to a rival that, the block is hot when it comes to those two, the Cougars and the Huskies right now.
Yeah, I think for the Coug fans out there, you got to feel for them, and you don't have a heart in the college sports space because it's just not right what's happening here. And I think the first day where it all felt real is when Oregon and Washington announced they were going to the Big Ten, and then everyone else followed suit to go to the Big 12, the four corner schools, and then Cal and Stanford a few days later, oh, they're going to the ACC and such. But I think this is kind of another marker of, oh, this is real. This is happening. We're being relegated here, which I don't think is right personally, but that's just the way that it's coming to fruition. I think this is, this is the consequence of it, unfortunately, for Washington State. I want to get you out of here on this, Julian, and that's the Lady Zags are also in the Sweet 16. They'll be playing in Portland. You can catch all the NCAA tournament action you want here on 750 The Game. But I think that, the Gonzaga basketball programs have just been both so successful, and the Lady Zags taking on Texas. What kind of chance do you give them in that one?
Well, I'll tell you this. They're going to have a good travel section with them and following them, only about a five-hour drive from Spokane to Portland. So, this Gonzaga women's team has been pretty unbelievable. I mean, program record and wins. They're also exciting to watch. They not only win, but win in style. They've basically almost swept like every conference award. They have, Lisa Fortier has done a great job there over the last few years. And they have a bunch of seniors who could have left after last year, but decided to come back. And this is for that very reason, to potentially make a deep run into March. First Sweet 16 since 2015. They are going to probably have the bigger cheering section, I would imagine, being so close in proximity to Portland. I give them a good a shot as any. I think out of the 16 teams that are left in the women's side of things, if you kind of look at the brackets, if there was one of the top seeds to go down, this one probably would be it, at least to have somebody different other than maybe a one or two seed get to that Final Four. So I think it all sets up for Gonzaga to at least make it competitive, and they've proven they could do that by beating teams like Stanford earlier this year. So, I give them a good a shot as anybody. Like you said, not only in the men's side but the women's side, you can't count out the Zags because there's a lot of pride when it comes to basketball, and they're going to – if they get knocked out, they're going to be make you pay for it. You're going to be bumped and bruised along the way.
Julian Minnesone, KXLY-TV in Spokane. Thanks so much for stopping by. Great talking to you.
Of course. Anytime, you guys. Thank you.
There he goes, as John always says here on the show. But we will be going to a break momentarily. Come back. And is Purdue Virginia? Well, history might be on their side. That's coming up next right here in the Bald Cast.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face
Truth. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.